You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, this is Jay Caulfield's song. This takes you back. This is when Jay was in his heyday. Skating around, beating up people, and doing it to this music.
Is this what he listened to before
I
games,
don't know.
Bob?
Maybe he did. It was a calming influence, and then, boom.
Jay Caulfield is on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. He's also a Stanley Cup champion. Jay, how are you today? What did you think of Bob's intro?
Well, Bob, the song, you know, Bob, just the way you introduced it, but I got to tell you, that wouldn't be our song. And if they did play that song, you'd be booted out of the locker room, okay?
That's right.
But that was pretty good.
I know. You prefer Kendrick Lamar. You'd have the rap going in the locker room, I bet.
Paul Coffey really controlled the music. So when we did that back then.
Oh, what was his go-to?
He's a big Bruce fan. But he had a mix of everything, though. But a huge Bruce fan. And we let him control, and he did a great job with it.
Jay Caulfield, brought to you by Tom's Watch Bar. All right, Jay, we got the Four Nations starting tonight. I myself am excited to watch it. I'd like to know your feelings about it, who you think's going to win, just your general vibe about this tournament.
Yeah, I think it's great. I think it's going to be – I mean, it's wild that they're shutting down for almost 2 weeks. That's a tough thing, I think, that – but. For what this can get out of it, the all the eyes that are going to be on it and all the players that are in it, it's a chance to showcase inside of these four countries the greatest players that play the game. And I think anybody that has a chance to represent their country, I think that's what an honor that would be. So I think all those guys, they all feel the same way. A lot of pride that goes with it and bragging rights. But I think they'll be heated. I mean, it's not going to be heated like Mike, but you go back to Canada, U.S., it can get that way. And I expect it to be, you know, just great theater, if you will. But I think it's all going to depend on goaltending. And I think everybody that's a part of it, they're loving that they're in this moment. And the guys that are out of it certainly feel that it's nice to get a break, but they'd all love to be in it.
Well, Jay, you just hit on something that I think will be the difference of this tournament. I think all of these teams have just outstanding players up front. I would never want to put Canada on the power play. I'll start there. But you said goaltending.
Yeah.
And when I look at goaltending on these four nations, to me, the distinct advantage is with Team USA. And I say that because the depth they have, starting with Hellebuyck and Ottinger's another guy. And you look around, there are good goaltenders everywhere. But these guys, I think, have a decided edge. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I whoever's going to rise to the occasion, the pressure that's going to be on the goaltenders in this whole tournament, this quick tournament against, as we know, the greatest talent that's in the game, it's going to be extreme. And I think for Hellebuyck, I think if he just plays to the way everybody knows he can, then that really gives Team USA a really big advantage. And I think he's been out nothing short of outstanding for the last number of years, and I know he's looking forward to representing the USA in a big way. And if they do get that goaltending, Bob, I'm totally with you. That gives them a leg up I really believe that, because if you look at the Canadian side, I wouldn't look at that in field, but he might. He's won a cup. He's had the ability to turn it around. I mean, turn games around. He needs to do this in a short tournament. I still lean towards Hellebuck for me. Isn't that good?
Jay, I just read a story, by the way, an interesting one on Canada's failure to develop goalies over the past many, many years. But that's sort of a side note. Yeah. These international tournaments are always highly intense. Do you find that? And do you expect it to be NHL playoff-like atmosphere?
I think it's going to grow to that. First of all, you're going to get Canada-USA on Saturday night, if I'm correct, right? I think that's the game on Saturday.
That's the last one in Montreal. Montreal.
Yeah. I think you're going to see it grow to develop, and I think it's going to depend on if we're lucky enough, and I don't know how this plays itself out, but if we're lucky enough to get Canada-USA in a final, then I would expect you to see it be really pretty. I'd expect you to see the intensity be really extremely high. I would. And you know what I think? Because there's so many players that are you know, when you look at who you're going out there with and Crosby being out there, I think all the players to a man, the respect level is so high, right? It's so high. I don't expect somebody to run, you know, take a run at him like what might have happened years ago. I just don't see that happening, but it certainly could. I mean, Sidney, he gets involved in it. He brings it out of people, right? Just because of how he's, the aggression, how he plays the game at a highly skilled level, but he's aggressive, and he's if you don't play him hard, he'll embarrass even the best players that play the game. So I think it's going to get nastier as it goes on. I don't know what the first couple games will be like, but as you get closer to the end and a potential, you know, the championship game, I do think it's going to be at a high level.
So Jay, this is an interesting debate, and it's, you can never satisfy it. You know, Billy Guerin has the job of trying to assemble this roster. And I noticed in seeing it, I mean, there's some obvious guys, but, and I say this out of due respect to all of them, Chris Kreider, Vince Trocheck, Brock Nelson are on this team. But guys who are not on this team, and I was stunned when I found Cole Caulfield. I assume that's no, is that a relation to you? I don't think so.
No.
Okay, but he's really good. Cole Caulfield playing in Montreal, I thought would be a choice for Team USA. Tage Thompson, to me, is a guy who has been just a sniper goal scorer, and there's certainly others in that, you know, I mean, Jason Robertson, I don't know what kind of year he's had. He had a really good rookie year last year, but you know what I'm saying? Younger guys. So I'm wondering the thought process of Billy Guerin and, you know, Mike Sullivan trying to put together this roster when you have older guys. Obviously, they have experience, but these younger guys have, I think, more talent and speed at this point.
Yeah, I think it's going into the – I think it's – I even look at Brian Rust, for example.
Exactly.
He could do multiple parts of it, but the Cole Caulfield part is a really good point, Bob. I think it's about building a team. Like, is Cole Caulfield going to be great in that role as a third or fourth line guy? Right? Is he going to be a checking forward? I think that's what comes into play, Bob. So if they look at what their forwards are up front, who's going to be the power play guys? Who's going to be the second unit? Now Cole Caulfield's a sniper. Now, he's going to fit on a power play unit. But if you look at the rest of the roster, I mean, the Kreider thing, really down year, right? So, I mean, almost non-existent when they played the Rangers the other night. So, but they're going off of what I believe Billy Guerin's trying to build, a roster, a team that goes out there and understands their roles as a third and fourth line guy. What are you going to do for us? I can't have a small forward that's not getting the same minutes as the top six and expect them to be able to grind against what Canada's putting on the ice. I think that's what goes into the thought process for Mike Sullivan, Team USA management, Billy Guerin. They're building a team, not just taking the best and most skilled players, because certainly that Cole Caulfield would fit into that category, Bob. But I think it's about what I just said. I think they're trying to build a roster that says, okay, we're a short tournament. I need guys that can handle, be heavy, be big against Canada and the likes of Sweden and Finland. But they're really looking at Canada, right? We know. I mean, you got to watch them stumble against the Finns or Swedes. So, and that's not taking them lightly. I think everybody just wants to focus on Canada, U.S. And if you're building a roster, how do we stop the likes of McDavid, McKinnon, and Crosby if I go down in my lineup? I can't have small forwards that can't handle less minutes, but I need big bodies that can get stuff done. I believe that's how they're approaching it.
But Couple more minutes here with Jay Caulfield. He's on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline. You want to weigh in on the text line. That's brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And Fan Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Obviously, it's a little break in the NHL season, Jay. So let's look at a couple of mid-season or thereabouts awards, if you wouldn't mind. Who's your MVP? Nathan McKinnon, Draisaitl, somebody else, McDavid again? Is he going to get it? Who do you think?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the top of the, I mean, Draisaitl's 15 points ahead of McDavid right now, right? They are dynamic, and they're two different players. McKinnon with what he's doing, Kucherov's going to find himself. Watch how he heats up later in the year. But in the midway point, I almost would lean towards a Draisaitl situation here for me, because, you know, in the shadows of McDavid, and he just does his thing, but he brings something. When McDavid was suspended, Draisaitl steps up, just as we saw Malkin and Crosby over the years, right? So I'm just going to lean towards Draisaitl halfway through the year.
All right. How about the most surprising development so far in the NHL, either positive or negative? Like maybe the Rangers stinking, or the Capitals being the President's Trophy team right now, or second to Winnipeg? What is it?
I'm going to go with the two you just mentioned. The Capitals, for me, that's a great story. How they built it, what they've done, management, what they put together on the ice. So I'm going to go to positive is definitely, for me, is the Washington Capitals. And the negative, I'm staying in the same conference. I can't believe where the Rangers are at. This has made the wild card spot become available to teams that have been mediocre through the first 50 games. Nobody thought the Rangers would be battling for that kind of spot, especially with their lineup, they seem in disarray. And they seem, when they played the Penguins, even though the Penguins were good, the Penguins played the Rangers, they had a great game. And they attributed to the Rangers looking lethargic, because I thought the Penguins were faster on top of it. But their star players, I noticed Trocheck, I noticed JT Miller, I didn't notice Panarin. When your star player like that is not showing out on a game night, that's trouble. And if they don't straighten it out pretty soon, it's going to be tough for them. They got Shesterkin, one of the best goalies in the game, signed to a big contract. I think the Rangers are the true disappointment in the NHL, and I don't know how long of a leash, coaching staff, whatever it might be, if they're flat for games out of the break. I can see them making a move. They need to turn it around, and they laid an egg against the Penguins. But that was, if you're a Ranger fan, you'd be disappointed with that.
And it's funny, because I'm just looking at a preseason article here, which had the Rangers as one of the teams to, you know, compete for the conference championship, and the Capitals not so much. They were picked way down, and then they had Logan Thompson, which was a great trade for them, I think. He didn't have a place to play in Vegas, and now he's turned out to be maybe Vezina material. I mean, that's part of the biggest surprise of one of the biggest surprising teams, isn't it?
Yeah, Bob, it really is. And, you know, how each and every week we talk about goaltending and how important it is. Well, certainly that has been a huge part of the story. They hang in, they battle, Ovechkin with it. I think the excitement around it, those guys are coming to play every night because every game is kind of under the spotlight. So I think that's attributing to the excitement that they have going on in Washington. But, again, Bob, that's a great point, because without that goaltending, they're not in this position. So he has been that good, and what a pickup, and what, you know, he's running with it. He and Lindgren combined, it's a great tandem. They're doing a great job, but can they sustain it? But it's funny, when you watch that, if the Penguins play the way they've been, and let's say you get yourself in and you have a draw, if there's something about, we know the Ovechkin-Crosby matchup with Malkin involved, attack, all that goes with that, it would be really interesting. They are grinding out points, or Washington. They work hard each and every night, but it's going to be tough. They need to get that goaltending all the time to kind of stay where they're at. And every once in a while, that slips itself up. So, but they are the best, in my opinion, they are the greatest story of the NHL season right now.
All right, Jay, let's finish with the important stuff. I sent you a video of my golf swing and how I'm rebuilding it this offseason. You were mightily impressed, weren't you?
I was impressed, though. I told you that. I thought it was great. It was very nice. I think you have to go back to what we did say last week. Bob and I said that swing looked nice. And then and you still mention about your driver, and believe me, I think everybody, even I'm telling you, if people just have that swing naturally, it's not a bit, you know, that's great. But when you're struggling in any part of your game, you know, then you press. But if you keep that and use that mentality we talked about, how you go to the basketball line, you know, go up to the free throw line, I think that mentality will help you with that part of it. But your swing looked good. What did Bob think?
Oh, I thought it looked good too, but I'm worried about the 6-inch putts, meaning the between ear to ear, the 6 inches there, because that mental part of this gets in the way. You have a good swing, but your thought, from my observation, Joe, is that you overthink everything. Yeah. You're thinking about so many parts of your swing. And when you do that, you put yourself in absolute limbo. It's got to be less analysis in your head while you're swinging. You should just get out there and just look at the target.
Yeah.
And everything you've practiced should come into play, the so-called muscle memory.
Jay, your advice about the free throw shooting, how I should incorporate that. Unsolicited, the teacher who was in that video, Ed Wittmeyer, he said that. He said, don't worry. When you shoot a free throw, which you obviously can do, you're not thinking about how you're bringing your arms back or anything. You're just thinking about, from the point of impact, how you flick your wrist. He said, stop worrying about how you bring the club back and all that crap that you get fouled up on mentally, and start worrying about the point of impact through the ball. That's it. And you'll eventually reach a point where you don't have to think of it, just like the free throws.
Right.
That was great advice, Jay, from you.
Well, thanks, Joe. I'm glad you got that. Hey, the Wittmeyers, though, it's nice to hear it. It's nice to have that backed up by Bob and the Wittmeyers, by the way. They're the players. That's very good. I'm glad to hear that, though, Joe.
Thank you, Jay.
You're welcome, guys. Great to talk to you.
Jay, it's always a pleasure. Look forward to golf season. It's right around the corner, buddy. Almost here.
All right. You got it, Bob. All right, Joe. You guys take care.
See you, Jay.
So he likes
USA. He's smart, huh?
He likes USA too. I do. I think USA is going to win this whole tournament.
Forget about that, Bob. I'm talking about the golf swing.
Yeah, I know.
I think he's really smart.
It is.
You can tell why Mario would like him as a trainer and all that.
But he also plays fast. He doesn't mess around. He practices a lot. And I think that's where it all starts. You know, you practice, you get it in. And then once you get out there, don't think about anything except your target.
I don't know, Bob. Am I that passionate about who wins the four nations?
You just
nations?
Want to be entertained.
Not
I
really.
Get it.
I just want to be entertained.
But if you had to pick a team, I just think that as much as I don't like some of the guys who were snubbed off the USA team, I do think their goaltending is a big advantage.
Big advantage. And that story I read blew my mind today about how Canada can't produce goalies anymore.
No.
And all the different, like, strange reasons for
it. Patrick Waugh, and then it's been like a massive fall off ever since then, really, in terms of outstanding goaltending.
It's crazy.
Montembaum is one of these guys. And
Ricardo Montembaum?
Yeah, Rich Crush Corinthian Leather.
Remember on Saturday nights, Bob, it was Fantasy Island and...
Oh, yeah, the plane.
And Love Boat, back to back.
Love Boat with Gavin, what's his name?
McLeod. Yeah.
As your captain. Love Boat.
Exciting and new. I love that song, Bob. Who was the hostess on the boat? What was her name? I can't remember.
I don't know. I remember Ginger and Marianne from the Gilligan's Island.
No. And the bald guy was on the boat. He was the captain, Meryl Steubing.
Well, that's Gavin Newsom, isn't it? Or Gavin Newsom. That's Gavin McLeod. It could be Gavin Newsom. He had a lot of hair.
It is Gavin McLeod. You're right.
He was Meryl Steubing, right?
Yeah, Captain Meryl Steubing.
Okay.
Yeah. Limits, have you ever gone back and seen some of those old school shows?
Not that show in particular, no.
Do you know who Ricardo Montalban was?
No.
Have you ever been on a cruise?
No, and I don't really want to go on a cruise.
Funny you ask me that. My friend Jason Bumbliss, the head basketball coach at Beaver High, they're having a very nice year, Bob. One of his friends is trying to convince him to go on a cruise, and he asked me what I thought of it. I said, I've never been on one, but I'm afraid of people, and I don't know that I would love it.
Well, I've been on a cruise, and I didn't like
Limits.
It, to be honest.
People.
I mean, it's like, there's too much that goes into it that I don't want to deal with. Like, as soon as you get on, you got to go through the safety thing. It takes, like, all day